Welcome now to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and once again, happy to be in our Buck studio where we have live music coming your way. And today, lots of it. We won't be talking a lot to our artist today because there's so much music, but maybe if everything goes to his satisfaction, we'll cajole him to come back later with a looser program, and we'll get to know him a little bit better. But welcome to the Midday, Julian Rhee.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And congratulations on your success with the Final Forte.
Thank you.
Now, you played the Brahms Violin Concerto on that occasion?
Yes.
And we'll be hearing some of that today, too.
Yes, you'll be hearing the second and third movement of the Brahms today.
In a piano and a violin version with your pianist. And your pianist is Jeannie Yu, and I think you, no pun intended, are going to want to come over here to the piano because we're going to need you very soon. So that'll be the other half of our performing unit today. And I think without further ado, let's get into it if we can.
Yep.
And you're going to be starting with the Violin Sonata number 2 in A minor by Bach.
Yes.
And the Andante, which is the third movement, and then the finale, which is an Allegro.
Yes.
Thank you.
Lee with the Andante and Allegro from the Violin Sonata No. 2 in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach. Let's see, Julian, you're in just finishing ninth grade?
Yes, I'm just finishing up my freshman year high school.
But nonetheless, you're a seasoned veteran. You've been at this for a while. I see that at the age of six, gosh, that was all of 8 years ago, you had memorized the Bach double violin concerto in D minor and competed with that with the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra competition.
Yes.
How did that work out?
It went well, but since it was so long ago, I guess I can't recall most of anything of it.
Well, I guess that's fair. After all, 8 years does pack in a lot of performances for a violinist like you.
Yes.
And I should ask before time gets away from us completely, what you're working on now? What's in your future as we face a summer at the end of your ninth grade?
I'll be traveling to Ohio, Oberlin College, for the Cooper International Violin Competition. And then we're also traveling to Vienna with the MISO Senior Symphony Orchestra. So
the Milwaukee Youth Symphony?
Yes.
So never a dull moment?
No.
You ever just feel like taking a break, though? I mean, like picking up the harmonica or something for a change of pace?
I've never thought about it.
Just thought I'd ask, just in case. Well, now we're going to bring into play both of you, you and your pianist, Gina Yu, for this movement from the Beethoven Sonata for Violin and Piano. And they are equal parts, too. I mean, it's not a piano accompaniment. It's a full partnership in these sonatas of Beethoven. This is the first movement, Allegro Assai.
Yes. Thank you.
Freshman year at Brookfield East High School has come over to perform for us this hour, a full program. You come from a musical family, Julian?
Yes, my dad was a singer in the Dartmouth Airs group for the show The Sing-Off. Mm. And then my mom plays the piano and my grandma was an opera singer.
So. Well, that's good, but not any other violinists in the clan?
Not including my sister, no.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean not including your sister?
Well, I mean, I don't know anyone in our family that plays any musical instrument besides my sister.
Right.
A violin, I mean.
Okay. How good is she?
She's pretty good.
Pretty good?
I guess.
She's as good as you are?
I suppose, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is she older or younger?
She's older.
Older.
Yes.
Well, you can discuss that later with her. Well, but for right now, we're very impressed with what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
And next, this is the first of two movements that we'll hear from the piece that won you the Final Forte competition.
Yes.
With the Madison Symphony. And again, it's a version for piano and violin, which is a very common sort of thing to do. And the first movement, or actually the first movement you'll play, will be the second movement, Adagio, of the Brahms Violin Concerto in D, and then after that we'll get to the quiz question and all of that, and we'll hear another movement.
Thank you.
Adagio from the Violin Concerto in D, the one and only violin concerto by Johannes Brahms, played by Julian Rhee, who is finishing his first year at Brookfield East High School and then going back to for more in the fall?
Yes.
Do you play with orchestras or ensembles there?
Oh, yes. They have a school orchestra there.
Well, you must be one of the stars of the show.
I suppose.
What kind of things have you played with them?
Well, we've played some, like, Tchaikovsky. We've played some...
Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto?
No, not the Violin Concerto. The Swan Lake.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. We've played some other fun short pieces together, so...
But, well, you certainly got a beautiful tone out of that violin. Is that something that's harder to do, say, than playing a fast passage?
At times, yes, it's harder.
And now we're going to get back to this Brahms Violin Concerto with the third movement, which is a more up-tempo movement. And now I have heard you say on record, Julian, that this is no pushover, this concerto. Mm-hmm. What is it that makes it so tough, do you think?
All the technical passages, of course, but then the second movement, because you have to have lots of control, makes it very difficult to do that.
What kind of control?
With your vibrato and your bow. You don't want your bow to be shaking when you're playing, so it makes it hard to play the second movement.
And you think that this is going to work out okay then?
I hope so.
I have no doubt that it will. So this is the third movement then, the Allegro Grazioso, or Giacoso, I should say, from the Brahms Violin Concerto in D.
Thank you.
Famous movements for violin out there. The third movement of the Brahms Violin Concerto in D, which Brahms wrote for one of the great violinists of the 19th century, Joseph Joachim, didn't he?
Yes.
And Julian Rhee here has tackled at the age of ripe old age of 14. Well, is there a particular style that you favor? You've played some Baroque music, you've played some Beethoven, which I guess we'd say classical, and Brahms, which is romantic. Do you find yourself gravitating toward one or the other?
I'd probably prefer romantic the best because it's definitely the most exciting out of probably all of them.
And so, as a performer, you can really milk it too.
Yeah.
You know, crowds love that.
Mm-hmm.
And now back for one more, and again, not a difficult piece for our violinist today, Julian Rhee. This is by Henri Wieniawski, and it's the Variations on an Original Theme.
Thank you. Thank you.
of smiles for Julian Ray's performance of the variations on an original theme by Andrei Vinyavsky, and his violinist for this hour of the midday has been Jeannie Yu, and I hope you'll come back soon.